Good morning. It's good to connect with you all today on this Sunday, the first day of the week, as we take a moment from our lives to gather, to hear the words from Scripture, to begin our week grounded in the hope and the life that comes to us from Jesus Christ. We're in the season of Easter, this time of year where we take time to reflect, to celebrate, to embrace the hope of resurrection, that hope of life that comes through Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for these 50 days, for this season that allows us to reflect and embrace that. It's so important for us to take that time, because the hope of resurrection, the hope of life from God, is so great in our lives. I believe it's important that we take more than just one day to celebrate and to reflect that. For us as followers of Christ, we have our whole lives to embrace and celebrate that hope of resurrection that comes to us from our Savior. Well, this morning our scripture today comes out of the Gospel of John. It's in chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Now, some of these words may be familiar to you. This is a passage of scripture that's often shared when Jesus is teaching about that care that comes from the shepherd. And the latter half of verse 10 out of John 10:10 is one of the guiding verses for me in my life and my walk with Christ and ministry. And you'll hear those words here. So I invite you to hear these words from the Gospel of John in chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When I think about this passage of Scripture and hearing those words, particularly there in verse 4, when he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. What comes to my mind is when I see our young people showing livestock. And you can tell when that an animal enters into the ring, you know, with a young person, you can tell who have spent a lot of time with their animal. They respond to command, they respond to movement, to gestures, they know how to set up, and all those things you can see when there's that relationship, that close connection between the young person and the animal. You see that care, that training. And when I think about other moments when I've seen animals respond to care, you know, how they really tune in. They know who cares, you know, for them. I know how my own cat cares or expresses that care or sees that care that comes from us and asking for food, asking for a head scratch. You know, that close connection can be evident. And I even see it in other places as well in our lives. You see that between a child and a parent, that connection, you know, through voice. You can be, I think about, you know, my own parents, you know, if they're visiting and they're in a room, I know that's them by their movement, by their voice. And I think about times when I was growing up, I would know that it was them that were coming into the house by their movement, by their voice. And if it was somebody else coming into the house, you know, maybe dropping something off, I would know it wasn't, you know, my parents coming in. that voice, that connection, that care that is shown and symbolized. You know, in Scripture here, we can find places in our life that relate to it, that connect us with that care that Christ shares with us. When I think about that voice as well, and I think about all the times that Jesus healed by voice. Now, that voice, the idea of word, is powerful in the life of Christ. You know, all those times that he would, you know, say, you know, you are healed, or, you know, would, you know, touch someone and they would be healed, and it would be expressed through voice, or a demon would come out by Christ's voice. The power of that voice that comes from Jesus means a lot to us as followers of Christ. Not so much by, you know, the tone of the voice or anything, but rather what it represents. Represents that life, the teachings, the resurrection of Christ. And even dig deeper into our faith tradition, when we look at the creation of the world, we see it being done by God's voice, by God speaking, and there was light. By God speaking, and there was water and the firmament to the earth, and there was all creation, all spoken by voice. So the idea of voice, of word, is powerful in our faith. But when I think about all the things that we encounter today, all the messages, all the voices that come into our lives, it's not impossible for us to, difficult for us, I should say, to be distracted by all the voices and the messages that are out in the world. I think about all the messages that come our way that impact our self-worth, all the marketing, that comes our way. I think about all the advertisements I've seen, you know, spoken to me and shown to me, that show that if I do this, if I, you know, buy this product, or if I, you know, invest in this opportunity, all the abundant life that can come my way, and how much better my life will be. Or perhaps I find a pressure from elsewhere that if I, you know, dress a certain way, look a certain way, then perhaps, you know, I will have that abundant life. I will be truly living life if I, you know, embrace this particular program of health. I mean, that's, you know, so much marketing, you know, comes our way just like that. And instead of grounding our life, instead of grounding our worth in the life of Christ, we begin being distracted by other voices that pull us away from the true life, that pull us away from the hope that comes from Christ. And when we start following those other voices, we start following those other influences, instead of finding that true life, that true care, that everlasting life that sustains us throughout our whole lives, we find ourselves worn out. We find ourselves tired and exhausted. And what we had hoped would be life for us is not life for us at all. I believe as a people of faith, especially now with the challenges that we face, the difficulties that we have in our lives, the temptation to follow other voices is strong. The temptation to follow other ways of finding life right now is strong. But I believe for us in our faith, in the season of Easter, that we are called as a people of faith to point towards, to live into, to listen to the voice of the shepherd who cares for us. To follow that way, that path where our true hope, where our true life and our true care is found. And certainly, it's understandable why we would get distracted, because we are struggling. It is hard right now. And so trying to find that relief from elsewhere, it's a temptation. But I believe our faith calls us to come back, to be grounded in that care that comes from Christ. And I believe we will know this hope. We will know this life, and we will respond to it. I believe as a people of faith, as people moved by the Holy Spirit, when we are hearing the gospel, when we are hearing the good news, we are hearing the life, I believe we can respond to it, and we will respond to it in a way that gives us life. So brothers and sisters, as we go through these days, as we go through our whole lives, let us listen for that voice. Let us listen for that hope that comes from the Good Shepherd. Now, if you know your Gospel of John here, you will know I stopped right before verse 11. And verse 11 here is that verse that I believe it is important for us to know and to hear. And I'll read that for you here. And it's verse 11, as I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. This is important for us as well, as we consider the voices and what we are hearing out in our world, our distractions, things that can pull us away from the hope that's found in Christ, is that our Good Shepherd, the voice of the Good Shepherd, is coming from one who has laid down his life for us, who has sacrificed himself for us so that we can have that full and abundant life. I believe our Christ, our Savior, gives his life. And through the resurrection, we find that hope, that true life. In this season of Easter, I believe we are called to reflect and embrace that life, that new life, that everlasting life that comes through resurrection. So brothers and sisters, as we go forward, fully aware of who our Good Shepherd is, fully aware of the voice of the Shepherd, fully aware of the life that our Shepherd is sharing with us, how will we respond? How will we connect with that? And I'm being intentionally open-ended on that, leaving you with this question so you can reflect on that as we go into the week, to listen for that Good Shepherd, to listen for the voice of the Shepherd as you go through your life. I believe as a people of faith, we are called to embrace this voice, embrace this hope, but also reflect it. So others will know that voice. Others will know that hope. Not only for our current time, but for their whole lives. So they will have that everlasting life as well. So let us hear that voice. Let us embrace that voice and the hope that comes from our God, from our Savior, and is shared by the Holy Spirit, now and for all of our days. Amen.